Bluegrass is a cool season grass. As the weather warms up, bluegrass will show signs of stress. Bluegrass can use very little water in the heat of the summer, but with less water, it goes dormant and turns brown. Fescues stay green longer without water, but if fescue goes dormant and turns brown, it usually dies. Bluegrass will stay alive, but will look brown and dormant with 2 inches of water a month during the hot summer months. Bluegrass lawns will look acceptable to most people with 3 inches of water each month. With more than 3 inches of water a month, most lawns will be as attractive as most golf courses. When the weather cools into autumn, bluegrass requires a lot less water. In September, a couple inches of water will keep the grass green. By October, an inch is all the lawn needs. So do a monthly adjustment, and don't forget to water the lawn during the dry, windy winter months. Change your sprinkler system clock or your watering practices to match the weather and the grass needs. I've seen a lot of lawns that have quickly stressed in the recent heat. The grass is being cut too short. Keep bluegrass at least 2.5 inches tall. The longer the grass, the deeper the roots go. Deeper roots use water more efficiently. Mow often enough, you cut only a third of the top of the grass. Cutting more makes the grass turn brown. Keep your mower blade sharp. A dull blade splits the grass and makes the grass turn brown. Grass is a heavy feeder. Fertilize every 4 to 6 weeks during the growing season for a dark, green, lush, weed-choking lawn. Some recommendations are not to fertilize during the heat of July. We use a granular organic fertilizer that's made in Loveland. It works great, and it's easier on our kids, pets, and environment. Bluegrass doesn't have to be the resource-sucking monster it's sometimes made out to be. Bluegrass is a natural filter. It removes dust, dirt, and pollutants from the air. It purifies waterborne pollutants as they pass through its root system. Turf areas can be 25 to 30 degrees cooler than an asphalt area. Properly trained and maintained grass can be environmentally beneficial. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.